how did that hindering spirit attack? Like, what was the open door? I want you to get in on my free training on 3 open doors for hindering spirits. What I'm going to teach you, you're going to be like, oh, wow. I hadn't thought about it that way. And once you know the open doors, that's at least 30% of the battle is seeing the open door. Because once you see the open door, you can shut it. This free training, you can register at jenniferleclair.org/events. You can register and I'll send you the link to the live training. It's going to be on April the 20th. If you can't watch it live, you can get the replay. So make sure you register at jenniferleclair.org/events. Now, let's get started with today's broadcast.
Today, we're going to hinder those demon powers that are hindering you. You have been stopped, delayed, stalled long enough by hindering spirits. But like I always say, an enemy exposed is an enemy defeated. So today, we are going to take back what the enemy stole, the time, the progress, the goals realized. Today, we are saying enough is enough. Today, we're saying we will do the hindering. We will do the pushback. We will delay the enemy's onslaught. As a matter of fact, we won't just delay the enemy's onslaught. We are going to annihilate the enemy's onslaught. It's time for us to get where God wants us to go. It's time for us to see the breakthroughs that God wants us to see. And we must go on the offense against these hindering spirits. They seem sometimes like they're everywhere. They seem sometimes as if they have the upper hand. But that is a lie from the pit of hell. We have the upper hand because we are in God's hand. Come on, somebody write that down. I said we have the upper hand because we are in God's hand. Come on, somebody say that back to me. Say, I've got the upper hand. You have the upper hand. You have to understand that. Jesus, you have to understand who you are in Christ and the authority that has been given to you. You don't have to put up with these hindering demons. You don't have to tolerate it. As a matter of fact, you should not tolerate these hindering spirits, because the longer you wait to take authority over them, the longer you're going to suffer at their agenda. This is Jennifer LeClaire, and this is Mornings with the Holy Spirit, pressing in daily to the power and presence of God. I'm so glad, so glad, so glad that you've joined me today, because we are going to do some business. We are going to get down and dirty with the devil. We are not going to sit and watch him roll over us, stop us, stymie us, hinder us, but we are going to press in, press past, and press through the demon powers that oppose us. Listen, and press into the presence of God, press into the reality of who he is, press into the abundance that he has planned for us. We're going to press through so we can press in. Come on. We're going to press through so we can press in. Come on in. Share where you're coming in from, what city, what nation. Hello, Deidre. We're going to press through so we can press in. It's going to be a good day. I've got no music today, but that's all right, because I've got a song in my heart. Let me know where you're coming in from, what city, what nation. Hello, Lourdes. Hello, Nancy in Virginia Beach. God bless you. Good morning, Marcia, Debbie, Cole. Come on in and get settled. This is the pre-broadcast broadcast. We're going to warm up a little bit, do some stretches, so to speak, and get ready to come out of the gate strong when we start the official broadcast. Hello, Myra. Good morning, Alicia. God bless you. What city? Leiden, Edmond, Oklahoma, Australia. God is good in Australia. I feel Australia really in my heart, because so much has gone on in your nation. We need some awakening, some more awakening prayer hub leaders in Australia. I just really want to highlight that to you. Australia is on my heart. It's really something brewing there. It's called revival. Amen. It's called awakening. Amen. But there's so much against you, Australia, that only God could come through for you. There's so much against us in so many nations that only God could come through for us. Croydon, UK, Michelle, make sure you connect with my son, Andre Gless, in the United Kingdom for the Awakening House of Prayer in South London. I've not been there for a year, but he's there all the time, reigniting the flame in Croydon. Check that out, awakeninghouseofprayer.com. God is good. In Australia. Come on in, come on in. Hello, Genevieve. God bless you. Hello, Carol, Illinois. We're going to, in just a moment, press into the official broadcast. I'm going to do a roll-in. Hello, Westbrook, Maine. And then I am going to read from Victory Decrees, Daily Prophetic Strategies for Spiritual Warfare Victory. Good afternoon, listening from, good morning, Trinidad. Pramada, we need you to join one of the Awakening Prayer Hubs in Trinidad. AwakeningPrayerHubs.com. Join the movement. Hello, Surma. Welcome, nations. Hello, Arkansas. God bless you. We are just a couple of minutes away from kicking off. Would you share this with everyone? Share it on your timelines. Share it via Messenger. Share it via Twitter. Share it, share it, share it. Sharing is caring. And we're going to kick off in just about 2 minutes. Good evening, Queensland, Australia. Hello, Chicago. Latasha, you need to connect with Deidre Banks in Chicago. We're setting forth a 21-day prayer siege soon so that we can overturn the enemy's plans in your city. AwakeningPrayerHubs.com. Check it out. Find a hub, join a hub, sponsor a hub. Amen. God is good. Hello, Daime. Good morning, South Africa in the house. Guys, remember to follow me on TikTok as you gear up. I'm trying to show you some behind the scenes stuff here at the Global Prophetic Summit. We'll see what happens on today. Good morning, Kirsten. Kirsten Alexis McKinney. Where did you go? Kirsten Alexis McKinney. God bless you. I lost you. Netherlands, good morning. Hallelujah. Good morning to the nations. After I read the devotional, we'll begin to pray, and then we'll get into our next segment after the freelance prayer, after the prophetic prayer. There you are, Kirsten Alexis McKinley. Kirsten Alexis McKinley. The Lord wants you to know this. You can. You can. You can. You can do this. It's not too hard for you. You can. Whatever I've told you to do, you can. Whatever I've put in your heart, you can. Whatever you have a mind to do in my son, you can. I don't know why, but the Lord just wants you to know very clearly, you can. You can do this. You are well able. You are well equipped. You've been called for such a time as this. Do not let the enemy tell you that you cannot, because you can. You can do all things in my son, everything I've called you to do. You can. Come on. That's a good word. I don't care where you're from. Guys, share this quickly. We've got to get started. Good morning, Ireland. Good morning, Ireland. Good morning, Ireland. Let me take my sip of quasi coffee. I didn't get set up today as I am not at home. I am away and trying to do this prayer call from a hotel room with some strange environments. Myrtle Beach, good morning. Let's do this. I got the water. Shabashi Roboshi. They always disappear after I prophesy to them. I think sometimes they get caught up in the spirit to another realm or something. Quickly, guys, share this. We've got to get started. It's time to go forth with our broadcast. Clubhouse and Instagram are not on with us today, but that's okay. We'll make it work together. Amen. Today is Tuesday. Okay. Let's start. Good morning, everyone. Jennifer LeClaire here with you, Senior Leader of the Awakening House of Prayer Global Movement. We are in South Florida. Let me know where you're coming from when you leave your reviews and your comments. We are interested in knowing you. Live from South Florida. Listen, our church is here. Awakening House of Prayer. If you are in the region, come on over. We have two services every Sunday, sometimes three. The 10:47 a.m. is a practical teaching for everyday life. Listen, with a prophetic edge. Amen. We are going deep. We're laughing. We're having fiery revival. Get on over to Awakening House of Prayer on Sunday mornings at 10:47 a.m. If you're in the region, you can go over there to ahop.online and watch it online. We've made a way for you wherever you are to experience a taste of Awakening House of Prayer. Amen. If you're not in the region, you can come to that second service at schoolofthespirit.tv, same location in Fort Lauderdale, but we are our schoolofthespirit.tv. We're going deeper into the things of God, and we are just almost finished with that Walking in the Watchman anointing. Those of you who enrolled in that course, you're getting about twice as many classes and teachings as you were promised. We try as best we can to under promise and over deliver. We've now given you twice as much as you expected in that Watchman course, and I hope you've been enjoying it. Go on over there to schoolofthespirit.tv. Watchmen and get into that paradigm. Our next series is Severing the Roots of Rejection, and my God, that's going to be a good one. Check that out at schoolofthespirit.tv/rejection. Today's broadcast is brought to you by the Ignite Network, ignitenow.org. This is your invitation to get ignited, to be part of my prophetic family. Go check it out. It is a safe place for you to learn and grow, sharpen your prophetic edge, and so much more. ignitenow.org. Listen, you can join me now for our devotion time. Today's devotion is from Victory Decrees, Daily Prophetic Strategies for Spiritual Warfare Victory. And today's devotion is titled, I Am the Warrior of Warriors. I am the Warrior of Warriors. One last sip of coffee there. And today's devotion reads, listen, if you're listening, say amen. Today's devotion reads, you've heard it said, Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You've heard it said, the Lord is the warrior. The Lord is his name. I am indeed a warrior, says the Lord. I fight darkness with light, and I fight hate with truth. You are a warrior in me, the great I am, the greater one, who not only lives on the inside of you, but trains your spirit for battle. And the Lord says, you war from a position of the warrior's victory on the cross. My God, I'm going to say that again. Would you listen closely? The Lord said, you war from a position of the warrior's victory on the cross. Your faith in my ability in you will give you the victory. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even your faith. Now war, warrior, says the Spirit of the Lord. Somebody catch that. Now war, warrior. Today's scripture references are Exodus 15:13, Isaiah 42:13, and Jeremiah 31:35. Now the prayer starter and the decree today. Father, help me see myself as a warrior in Christ. Help me understand the greater warrior on the inside of me has armed me for victory. I decree the warrior in me overshadows the enemy's dark plan. I declare my position is victory before, during, and after every battle. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Father, we're so grateful today because you are the warrior of warriors, my God in heaven. We thank you today that we serve a God who's mighty in battle. We serve a God who's never lost a battle. We serve a God who's high and lifted up. His train fills the temple. You are the beautiful, beautiful God. Help us, Lord, to walk in that same sort of anointing as David, that Davidic anointing, the worshiping warrior, gazing upon your beauty, even as we swing the sword, looking at your victory, even as we swing the sword, seeing who you are and who we are in you. Every time we swing the sword, would you help us, Lord, to remember that you are always victorious. We praise you for the victory. We praise you because you paid a price for the victory. You hung on a cross for the victory. You died there for the victory. And and you rose again for the victory. You are the glorious warrior, victorious God, and we praise you with everything in us. We praise you no matter what's happening to us. We praise you when everything's going for us. We praise you. We will praise you with everything in us because you are that worthy and you are that good. You're the worthy warrior God. You are the God who always leads us into triumph in Christ Jesus. So we thank you for that and we praise you for that and we're grateful for that because you've got our backs. No one can snatch us from your hand. We are hidden in Christ. What a beautiful, awesome deal we have with our God. You are so gracious and so kind. You are the God who took us out of the enemy's grip, who translated us out of the kingdom of darkness. We couldn't see where we were going. We didn't know what was about to happen. We lived with blinders on, not aware of the truth that sets us free, stuck in bondage, fetters, chains. And you came in with one word and wooed us. The Holy Spirit drew us to you out of his kindness, which led us to repentance. You chased us down and overtook us with your love, and we're ever grateful. We are eternally grateful that you did. You chased us down. You overtook us with your love. You chased us down. You overtook us with your kindness. You chased us down, and you would not relent until we said yes, until we surrendered. You kept on being good. You kept on being kind. You kept on being generous. You made the rain to fall on our heads, the sun to shine on our lives. You kept us alive until the day that we were born again. We were born once into sin, and then we said yes to you, the bridegroom. We said yes to you, the king. We said yes to you, the judge. And we surrender completely to you now, God, because you are worthy of our praise. And we know, that the deeper the surrender, the greater the victory. Ah, I'm hearing the Lord say this. It's coming to me in a flood right now. I can see it as clear as I've ever seen it before. And the Lord would say to you today, the greater the surrender, the greater the anointing. The greater the surrender, the greater the victory. The greater the surrender, the greater the intimacy. For the Lord would say to you today, lay it all down for me because I laid it all down for you. Do what I tell you to do so I can take you where I want you to go. For I see a greater victory for you, says the Lord. I see a greater triumph, says the Lord. I see a greater breakthrough, says the Lord. But these things are predicated upon a greater surrender. It's not even about how well you can fight, says the Lord. For I am an expert warrior. I am the one who overcame. You overcome in me. It's not about how much of the word that you know, says the Lord. It's about how much you're willing to give it up, says God, to surrender to me, says God, to abandon your heart to me, says the Lord. For I will take even a babe in Christ and bring them to levels of knowledge in me that people who have walked with me for decades have not attained because of the surrender. I will anoint a babe in Christ with a miracle working anointing to set the captives free, not because of how long they've walked with me, but because of how closely they've walked with me, says the Lord. So surrender a little more. Yield a little more. Wait on me a little more, and you will see greater victories than you would in your own strength, by your own knowledge, in your own way, says the Lord. For I have a greater victory for you, and I am your greater victory, says the Lord. Come on. God is good all the time. He's with you. He's in you. He's on you. He's all around you. And all he's saying today is, listen, yield to me. Surrender to me. He's got something better than we can see through the eyes of flesh. He's got something better than we can see through a heart that's clouded by fear. He's got something more. He's the God of more than enough. He's not the God of barely getting by, a God of lack, a God of poverty. He's the God of all prosperity. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He's not the God of sickness and disease. He's the God of healing and wholeness. He's not the God of bondage and death. He's the God of life and freedom. There is a greater level of all all these things for us. There is a more. There is a thing called more, a place called more, a reality called more. Come on, I want to live in the land of more. Ha! Come on, who has a more in their heart this morning? I need to hear from you. Who has a more, an M-O-R-E? Who has a more in their heart this morning? I want to live in a place called more. I don't want to live in a place called scarce. I don't want to live in a place called barely getting by. I want to live in a place called more than enough, where there's more than enough wisdom for us. He pours it out liberally. I want to live in a place called more than enough time. Come on. God redeems the time because the days are evil. As we press into his heart, he gives us these strategies to take back the time, the hours, the days, the years that the locust worm ate. Come on. I want to live in a place called more. Come on. More than enough money. Come on. More than enough time. Come on. More than enough love. More than enough relationships. More than enough. More than enough. More than enough. More than enough, more than enough. Father, we thank you that you have given us a master key today to more than enough of everything. It's called surrender. It's called obedience. It's called yielding to the Holy Ghost. So help us, God, give us the grace of obedience. Help us, God, today. We need to surrender more. We don't know how to do it. We don't even really know how to do it except with our words. We bow our hearts to you today. Come on, we bow our hearts to you today. In surrender, we bow our hearts before you today with a joy, with a joy, with a joy in knowing, a trust, a deep loyalty, allegiance to your spirit. We bow our hearts to you. I see that, Lord. I come against the fear of surrender right now in Jesus' name. I see that so clearly. There's a voice of fear. And that voice of fear tries to talk you out of the next level of surrender. That voice of fear tries to keep you out of that place called more. Can you see it? You've got to see this fear. I've felt that fear in the past. I know what it's like. It feels like, well, I don't know what's going to be required of me. What do you mean? Jennifer, you're asking me to surrender more? Do you know what I've been through? Do you know how much I've given up? No, I don't, but I know how much I've been through, and I know how much I've given up, and I know what it feels like to ask those questions and say, I don't know how much more I can give in this season. I don't know how much more I can yield in this season. I don't know how much I can, I don't know. But the Lord is saying today, all I need is your yes. Your yes. Your yes brings you into the place called more. All I need is your yes. You just need to be willing to be willing. Oh, Jesus. The Lord is saying, you just need to be willing to be willing. You don't have to be afraid, says the Lord, for I've not given you that spirit of fear. That is the enemy of your soul trying to keep you out of the place that I have prepared for you. So just say yes and trust me, says the Lord, for I am not going to allow any harm to come to your doorstep. When you yield to me, when you trust me, when you press into my heart, even what looks like evil against you will turn into good. Even what looks like a curse coming around to you will turn into a blessing. For I am the author of time, and I am the author of your storyline, says the Lord. So yield to me. Give me your yes. Let your yes be yes, and your no be no. Just yield. Come on. Come on. The Bible says God will make us willing in the day of his power. How many of you today, maybe you're afraid. So I bind that voice of the fear of surrender. I bind that assignment to steal you, to steal from you any more than you've already been stolen from. But I'm telling you the truth. If you'll just say yes, if you'll just say yes, all he needs is you to be willing to be willing. So Father, make us willing to be willing. Help us to see. Jesus, help us to see, Lord. Help us to see the fear for what it is. It's a thief. It's a robber. It's stolen enough from us. This fear of surrender has stolen intimacy with you. How offensive is that? Some of you need to rise up in a righteous indignation because you know you're a bored Christian. It's boring. Day in, day out, same thing, in a rut. But when we yield to Him, when we surrender to Him, every day can be an adventure. There's something new. There's something different. There's another level, another dimension of beauty to gaze upon. There's more prosperity to be had, more exploits to be undertaken, more wars to win, more rest in Him, more peace, more joy. There's more. I'm telling you, I want to live in this place called more, where I continually have a more in my heart, where I'm not satisfied with yesterday's manna. Come on. You don't want yesterday's manna. So make us willing to be willing, Lord. Give us the grace of obedience, Lord. Give us the grace of surrender, Lord. Help us. We say yes to your heart because you said yes to us. When we came to you and confessed our sins and confessed that Jesus was Lord, when we didn't know you, we believed in our heart and we confessed with our mouth that you are Lord, and we confess again that you are Lord. You're not just Savior, you're Lord. You're not just the King, the warrior, you're the Lord. And we bow to you and surrender to you, and we choose to do things your way, because your way is the best way, your way is the highest way, the awesome way. You are the way, the truth, and the life. So give us the grace of surrender. Help us to get past the voice of fear. That's I see what it is. I know what it is. It's the fear of loss. It's the fear of loss. So we come against that fear of loss as we set our hearts to surrender at another level, to another degree. We come against that fear of loss. We can never lose anything that we give to God, that we surrender to Him. We can never lose anything. So thank you, Lord, that we are free from the fear of loss, free from the fear of surrender, free from the fear of the future. And I thank you, Lord, that we are moving in to a place called more. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Come on, God is good. We're going to transition into our next segment here, hindering the power of hindering spirits. We're going to turn this thing upside down. Some of you have been hindered, stopped, stymied, and it's time to take a stand. And some of you, listen to me, some of you have tried to take the stand on your own, and you've not been successful, and you're like, how come my authority doesn't work? It's not that your authority doesn't work. Sometimes there's the onslaught, listen to me, sometimes the onslaught against you is so fierce that you need a flight team. What is a flight team? A flight team, the Bible says one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. In other words, sometimes the battle is so fierce against you that you need more backup. So share this, please, really quickly. Somebody's day, somebody's season could depend on it. Somebody could be on the verge of giving up on a dream, giving up on a marriage, giving up on a business because of this hindering spirit. They don't understand what's happening. They don't know how to go forth. They don't know how to overcome it. And today, we are going to back each other up. Today, we are going to pray for each other. We're going to stand in the gap corporately, all of us. Over 1,000 of us are going to stand together. And we're going to bust this thing. Yes? Come on. I need you on my side right now. I'm on your side. God is on our side. Let's break this thing. Share it just really quickly. Let me get my sip of water, my sip of lukewarm coffee, because I don't have my special coffee mug. Shalabashi. Brimbashi. Come on, Amy. Lukewarm coffee. Jesus said, I wish you were either hot or cold. You're lukewarm, I'll spit you out of my mouth. I'm not spitting out the lukewarm coffee, but I sure prefer that I had my special coffee mug. It's one thing I forgot at home. Guess what I'm going to buy today? Hey, let's do this. Let us do this. Some of you have been hindered in this season. And these hindering spirits, I mean, they never really go away. You can bind them for a season, but these hindering spirits love to come at you when you're trying to accomplish anything great for God. Prayer Hub leaders, you have to understand this. This is your equipping today. Listen, hindering spirits, they just want to pounce, man. They want to catch you off guard. That's why we have to stay alert in the spirit. One of the key strategies in this season is to distract distract. I'm going to write an article about this for you, but part of the way it does this is through hindering spirits. We'll talk about distracting spirits another day. I'm just giving you a heads up so you know what's going on, prayer leaders. There's a spirit of distraction and a spirit of desertion working in the Prayer Hubs movement. Listen, these spirits want to steal, kill, and destroy. They want to stop your progress. God tells you to do something. He gives you a dream. He gives you a goal. And all of a sudden, you find yourself delayed. You find yourself held back. Everything that can go wrong goes wrong. It's Murphy's Law manifesting in your life. Let me just tell you something. First of all, there is a greater law than Murphy's Law. It's called Messiah's Law, which means you break through. Amen. But you got to fight. It can be so frustrating. So frustrating. It's obstacle, 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 obstacle. The dumb printer won't print out anything. It worked yesterday. There's plenty of ink. I mean, just little things. It's not always these hindering spirits. It's not always a big thing. It's okay, you know, now you go out and your tire's low. Now you got to stop and get some air in your tire. You don't know how it got low, but now it's low. And because you had to stop, now you got stuck in a traffic jam because there's a car accident. And now you're late for work and now you get reprimanded on your job. And now, I mean, it's just a ripple. These hindering spirits want to stop you. And we have to learn how to see it for what it is, because a lot of believers don't discern these spirits operating. They just get frustrated. Let me tell you something. You can't fight from a place of frustration. Did you hear me? You can't fight from a place of frustration. You have to fight from a place of faith. You can't be frustrated and in faith at the same time. You understand that? You can't be. I'm writing this down. You can't fight from a place of frustration. Come on, this is your spiritual warfare training for today. You have to fight from a place of faith. Frustration and faith don't coexist. Right? And so this hindering spirit wants to frustrate you. This hindering spirit wants to get you to give up and quit. This hindering spirit wants to obstruct you, block you, stop you. And it can't really. It can slow you down, but it can't stop you unless you let it. I said these hindrances, they can't stop you unless you let them. They can delay you, but guess what? God will repay you for the time you lost. God will redeem the time for you. Paul the Apostle, he experienced these hindering spirits. I want to read you scripture as I always do, and then I'm going to pray. And we're going to break this, but I need you all on one accord. No side prayer going on right now. Listen, 1 Thessalonians 2:17-18, Paul said this, "But we, brethren, having been taken away from you for a short time in the presence, not in heart, endeavored more eagerly to see you face your face and great with great desire." God help me, Jesus. "Therefore, we wanted to come to you, even I, Paul, time and time again." Listen, but Satan hindered us. What? Satan hindered us. Satan hindered the mighty apostle Paul? Yes, Satan hindered him. You think if Satan hindered him, Satan can't hinder you? Another translation says blocked our way or obstructed us or always stopped us or would not let us. We have to understand this is a strategy all throughout Scripture. When they were rebuilding the temple, there were assignments against the builders to hinder them. So what I want to do is I want to pray now. I need you all on one accord. Can you see it? Can you see these hindrances in your life? Nothing's random. Everything happens for a reason. There's something behind everything. A person, a demon, our God, a thought. So let's pray against these hindering spirits. Come on, who's with me? I feel disjointed. Is everybody on the same accord here? Are we all on one accord? Because I'm sensing somebody's off doing something, and I don't want somebody to lose their breakthrough because you're off there doing something. We got some kind of Bitcoin profit on here or something? What's going on? I'm clearing the atmosphere because we want to pray. Are we all good? All right. It's important that we be on one accord. All right. Thank you, Annette. So, Father, we thank you today that you're a good, good Father. And we ask you, God, we ask you in Jesus' name to forgive us for not discerning this hindering spirit. Father, we ask you in Jesus' name. We didn't see it. We got frustrated. We got apathetic. We tolerated these hindering spirits, and we are not supposed to tolerate the devil, nor are we supposed to be ignorant of his devices. So, Lord, forgive us. Help us. Give us more discernment so that we can see the enemy that we're fighting. Now, Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the authority that you have given us in your Son, that we are warring from a position of victory in Christ even now, that we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to wonder if our sword is sharp enough to cut out the enemy's tongue, because we know that we're swinging a sword called the Word of God. It's the sharpest sword in all the earth, above the earth. Everywhere. This is the sword of the Lord, and we thank you, Lord. Now we bind every hindering spirit working to stop our progress now in Jesus' name. We bind you. We break you into pieces. We shatter your agenda in the name of Jesus. We take authority over every hindering spirit working to delay our God-given agendas in Jesus' name. No longer will we let you do your dirty deeds in our life, but we stand against you now in the name of Jesus. We push back your sinister plots and plans against our life. We break even now the evil arrow of hindrances that are targeting our lives in the name of Jesus, that are targeting our mind, these evil arrow of hindrances that are targeting our health, targeting our economy, targeting our relationships, targeting our career. We break you now in Jesus' name. We cancel the assignment of every hindering spirit working to thwart us in the name of Jesus. You will not prosper. No weapon of hindering can prosper against us. We decree in Jesus' name that hindering spirits in our midst are burned to unrecognizable ashes with double fire. Oh, let me just say that again because it felt so good in case you did not hear me. I decree hindering spirits in our midst are burned to unrecognizable ashes with double fire. They're burned to a crisp. We destroy every wicked weapon hindering spirits have formed against us. We command hindering spirits to loose our breakthrough in the name of Jesus. We drown hindering spirits with the water of the word. We release the thunder of God against every hindering spirit in our midst. We decree that the very rope hindering spirits are trying to hang us with are captured. They're captured. We capture every hindering power responsible for delaying our dreams. We push back hindering spirits that are standing on our promises. We imprison hindering spirits who are obstructing our freedom now in the name of Jesus. We block the effort of hindering spirits to slow us down. We decree hindering spirits must scatter and go far from us now in the name of Jesus. I said now in the name of Jesus. We decree we are advancing at an accelerated pace, and hindering spirits have no right or hold on us. We decree the Word of God is a lamp to our feet and exposes hindering spirits in our path as we walk down that narrow road in Christ. We decree the stumbling blocks hindering spirits have put in our path are demolished and abolished in the name of Jesus. We decree the hindering spirit standing in front of our open door faces swift destruction now in the name of Jesus. Now we stand in our authority. We stand in our momentum. Come on. I decree momentum over you. Breakthrough momentum over us in the name of Jesus. We are going to make up for the lost time. We are going to see God turn all the wicked curses into magnificent blessings in the name of Jesus. We are advancing. We decree it so in the name of the living God. Come on. He's good. You feel better now? You feel better now? These are the kind of prayers you need to pray, Prayer Hub leaders, and all of the rest of you. When you get obstacles that are drawn by hindering demons, you got to discern it.
If you want to sow into today's broadcast, you want to sow into this ministry and help us continue doing what we do. We've got so much more free content planned for you through School of the Spirit. Did you know that I'm actually going to provide at least one video course a month? And there'll be cool quizzes and there'll be giveaways. There'll be all kinds of stuff coming forward. And I can't even tell you all about it yet. We do have the affiliate program, though, which you can sign up for now at schoolofthespirit.tv and earn commissions when you post the banners and the links for people to purchase my courses, you can get a commission. I haven't even announced that yet. All of this is going to go out on email at some point, but I wanted you to know, make sure you are registered for that Hindering Spirits Q&A and the live training on Hindering Spirits. Sign up for that at jenniferleclaire.org/events, and I will make sure that I get that link too. You got to watch for your email, guys. Watch for your email for me. Watch for your email for me. Some of you will see a pop-up and you'll be able to just get right in there, but I want to make sure you don't miss it. So sign up for that. Also, one seat left for Elijah Company, globalpropheticcenter.com. If you've applied and you've been received, register now. And gosh, I can't even remember. There's so much good stuff going on. AwakeningPrebs.com, join the movement. I want to give you an opportunity to sow today if you would so desire to help us in the ministry and keep doing the things we do. You can sow at jenniferleclaire.org/donate. You can become a partner there, sow a one-time seed there. You can use the Venmo. Venmo is at Jennifer LeClaire. Venmo is at Jennifer LeClaire. You can use the text to give. Text the word give, G-I-V-E, to 754-701-2161 and follow the prompts. You can use the Cash App. Cash App is $PropheticBooks. The Zelle is info@jenniferleclaire.org. The P.O. Box 305-683, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33303. The PayPal is paypal.me/Jennifer LeClaire. And Father, I thank you for these offerings. I ask you, Lord, to bless it back to the givers in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, also for everyone under the sound of my voice, all those who send in prayer requests to the ministry, all of the Awakening House Church leaders, the Awakening Prayer Hubs leaders, the Awakening Web Church members, the Awakening House of Prayer leaders, and my local church, Awakening House of Prayer here in Fort Lauderdale, as well as the Ignite Network members, the Company of Seers, the Global Prophetic Center students, and all those who consume my materials. Lord, I say, bless us indeed. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand of power rest upon us and keep us from evil and causing pain. Help us to pursue you with all of our heart. Give us a hunger for your word and your spirit. Help us, Lord, to just continually seek your face and to hear your voice rightly. Lord, bring home prodigals, restore marriages, deliver people from evil and save the souls of our lost loved ones. Help us to please you with everything we do, to walk in faith, by faith and not by sight. Lord, we give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Guys, I love you. Have a breakthrough day.